Last Saturday, we have demonstrations of the so-called Patriotic Front, including UNITA, the Praja Project, despite it's not still legalized, and Bloco Democratico. We had demonstrations in Luanda, thousands of people, and also in some minor cities. The main leaders of UNITA, like President Adalberto Costa Jr., and also one leader from Bloco Democratico, Justino Pintandrat, and other leaders, has been there with massive groups of mainly young people.
We understand that the bill that the opposition is protesting has to do with President Lorenzo's proposal to centralize the counting of votes instead of doing it at each municipality. What is wrong with that? What does the opposition find to be wrong with that?
The opposition parties are saying that this kind of proceedings, not counting at the local level, at the municipality level, opens doors for fraud counting and don't help transparency in the electoral process. So the opposition parties want votes counting from the municipality till provincial level and then at the end at the central level, saying this is will be a process with more transparency and scrutiny for the electoral process. So that they are proposing that the government needs to change the law. We are aware that in an unexpected mood, President Lorenzo resent the project again for the National Assembly to reappreciate some clauses of the law as far as concerning the counting at the municipality level and the other levels.
The next election in Angola, Mario, is in 2022. What is the opposition doing to prepare for these elections, considering that the ruling MPLA has been in power since independence?
UNITA are saying, its president Adalberto said last Saturday, that the opposition are ready to govern and they want a real democracy and on the hand of they call it the party state systems remains from the one-party systems they also accused of Soviet communist style.